we are learning to, we are learning how to reread with expression.
We know this when we
read with confidence, be the character, show the feeling.
Practice lots, notice punctuation.
Once upon a time, there was an old soul with three little pigs. As she had not enough to keep them, she sent them out to seek their fortune. The first they went off met a man with a bundle of straw and said to him,
"Please, man, give me that straw to build me a house."
Which the man did, and the little pig built a house with it. Then came along the wolf and knocked at the door and said,
little pig, let me come in."
To which the pig answered,
"No, no, by the hair of my chinny chin chin."
Then the wolf replied,
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in."
So he huffed and he puffed and he blew his house in and ate up the little pig.
Yum yum. The second little pig met a man with a bundle of sticks and said,
"Please, man, give me those sticks to build a house."
To which the man did, and the pig built his house. Then along came the wolf and said,
little pig, let me come in."
"No, no, by the hair of my chinny chin chin."
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in."
So he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed. At last he blew the house down and ate up the little pig.
Yum. The third little pig met a man with loads of bricks and said,
"Please, man, give me those bricks to build a house with."
So the man gave him the bricks and he built a house with him, with them. So the wolf came, as he did it, to the other little pigs and said,
little pig, let me come in."
"No, no, by the hair of my chinny chin chin."
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in."
Well, he huffed and he puffed and he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed, but he could not get the house down. When he found that he could not, with all his huffing and puffing, blew the house down, he said,
"Little pig, I know where there's a nice field of turnips."
"Where?"
said the little pig.
"Oh, in Mr. Smith's home field. And if you'll be ready tomorrow morning, I will call for you, and we will go together and get some for dinner."
"Very well,"
said the little pig.
"I will be ready. What time do you mean to go?"
"Oh, at 6 o'clock.
Well, the pig got ready up at 5 and got the turnips before the wolf came.
"Little pig, are you ready?"
said the little pig when he arrived at 6. The wolf said the pig. The little pig said,
"Ready, I have been and come back again, and I got a nice pot full for dinner."
The wolf felt very angry at this, but thought that he would be up to the little pig somehow or other. So he said,
"Little pig, I know where there is a nice apple tree."
"Where?"
said the little pig.
"Down at Merry Garden," replied the wolf.
Replied the wolf.
"And if you will not deceive me, I will come for you at 5 o'clock tomorrow and get some apples."
Well, the little pig bustled up the next morning at 4 o'clock and went for the apples, hoping to get back before the wolf came. But he had to further to go. He had to climb the tree. So just as he was coming down from it, he saw the wolf coming, which frightened him very much. When the wolf came up, he said,
"Little pig, what are you here before me? Are they nice apples?"
"Yes, very,"
said the little pig.
"I will throw you down one."
And he threw it so far that while the wolf was gone to pick it up, the little pig jumped down and ran home. Then the wolf was very angry indeed and declared he would eat up the little pig and that would get down and he would get down the chimney after him. When the little pig saw what he was about, he hung on the pot full of water and made a blazing fire, and just as the wolf was coming down top of the cover, and it fell and fell the wolf. So the little pig put on the cover again and insisted boil him up and ate him for supper and lived happily ever after.
Dying.
Oopsie.